precious book divine. I'm sure you've all heard that the Bible is the most sold book in history, and I guess that's how most people view it, is it's just a book, and ironically, it's probably the least observed book as well. But it's not just a book, it's not just your favorite book, it's the Word of God, it's the precious book divine. Your soul and the Bible is your most valuable possessions, and the Bible should be studied and obeyed. It's not just an academic exercise to study. It's not just a collection of stories and fables. It's not a mystery. It's God speaking to us through inspired writers by the Holy Spirit. It can change our lives and it can save our souls. We're going to sing about what the Bible is and what it can do for us, and how we should hunger and thirst for what it says. It's interesting how people take other documents that are man-made, and they can take these documents extremely seriously, but they're so flippant about the Word of God. When I say we, I mean Christians typically, I'm not going to say every Christian does, but most Christians take the Constitution as we view the Constitution as a document that protects the individual from the government. It gives us freedom and liberty. And while there are others that look at the Constitution as a limitation on what the government can do to us. And just as there are many that view the Bible as just a bunch of rules and limitations on what they can do, as opposed to Christians who view the Bible as freedoms and privileges that we have as a result of obeying God. We have lawyers that write and examine every minute detail of contracts. And my job at the University of Texas in Austin, besides supervising my staff and being a facilities manager and a project manager, is contract manager. And we have some contracts for some of the buildings that we build. They can be 4, 5, or 6 inches thick that reference the specifications and drawings for these buildings. And in them, there's terms and conditions, uniform general conditions, additional general conditions, supplemental conditions, special conditions. And the documents will tell the contractor everything from the size of the rebar in the lowest part of the foundation and piers, all the way up to how many lumens are in each light fixture in each room, and how many foot-pounds of torque it's going to take to turn the doorknobs. And you can believe that the contractor and the owner and the engineer and the architect, they all know who is going to do what and who is responsible for what and who is going to pay who for what. And so it's interesting how seriously we can take these documents, but they're so flippant about the Bible. In the book of John, chapter 6, we read of the discourse between the Pharisees and Jesus. And how he makes the point of the difference between the physical bread and the spiritual bread. And let me pick up in verse 27 of chapter 6. John 6, verse 27, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because the God the Father has set his seal on him." Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Therefore they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Also in 2 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 16, it says, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And in Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Alan?
Please turn to number 355. Five. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty sing, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and beauty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Number 459.
Precious Book Divine.
How precious is the Book Divine, by inspiration given, by the Lamb it preaches and shines to guide my soul to heaven.
I'll be reading three passages. First, Psalm 119 and verse 9. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Also, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. And again, another very familiar passage, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Please turn to number 435. Sing all three verses, please, and number 435. How shall the young seek good thereof and guard their life from sin? Thy word the choice is from them, but to keep the conscience clean. To keep the conscience clean. Turn to number 406. Sing all four verses, please, and number 406. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more.
More about Jesus in his word.
Please turn to number 500. All four verses, please, and number 500. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer, lone and tempest tossed. No storm can hide that radiant, peaceful beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining,
Second Peter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Psalms 19, verse 7 through 9. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
Number 360.
360.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing.
Number 115. 115.
Let me dream of the life-giving stream.
589. 589.
That was so short. I never know how long it's going to be when I'm putting these things together. Could have put a few more songs in there. George, does your wife ever help you with ideas and for sermons? Mine does too. I had a couple more scriptures I wanted to read before I offer the invitation. And I wanted to thank all the men that participated. I didn't have to ask anybody twice. They were all more than willing to help. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, and starting in verse 4, says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians 2, starting in verse 10, says, "But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." The Bible needs to be respected. It's God's word, and we need to treat it accordingly. and it's a call to action. I'm sure you've heard the analogy that you're driving down the road of life, and there's a road sign that says the bridge is out ahead. And you can ignore it and just keep on going full speed ahead, or you can heed the warning. So what are you going to do? In Isaiah chapter 59, Isaiah 59, the first verse says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated you from God." So no matter what you've done to separate yourself from God, he can still reach you and he can hear you. The Bible tells us that we've all sinned and fallen short, but it also tells us how we can be right with him by obeying the gospel. If you've not yet obeyed the gospel and been baptized, the invitation is for you at this time. And if you have already obeyed the gospel and have fallen short in some way, the invitation is for you as well. If you would please come while we stand and sing.
Open my eyes, let us...